They act so elite, so strong. Their mindset that they're amazing, unique, it's so alienating, just like this man. But you were different. You were natural, not eager to prove. Not eager to prove something. I knew that the moment I met you, and I thought I wanted to see you again. Is that so bad? Is that inappropriate for a woman with a husband? Miss Roxanne. I'm sorry for telling you all this in front of him. No, it's... Will you come see me tomorrow? Yes. Promise. I will. Good night, Sir Luke. Good night, Miss Roxanne. Roxanne gave me a soft smile and left the room. When I returned to my room, Shamsia was waiting for me. The candlelight shone softly off of her.
Okay.
Welcome back! She waddled over to me. After leaving Roxanne, I felt lonely, both in heart and in my loins, but seeing Shamsia made me smile. She proceeded to press her tits up against me. Let's try that one again. She proceeded to press her tits up against me. That was nice. The soft feeling of her skin drew my eyes to her chest.
Mommy.
What? Oh, nothing. Where have you been? Today was out of control. I know, the prefect. He's dead, right? Well, he's not dead yet. Well, I'm just glad he collapsed. You? Did you? What did you do? Nothing. I knew this would happen, so I left him alone, but I found some other good stuff. Shamsail suddenly whipped out an odd-looking piece of paper. And what could this be? That's the message I took back from Lingobard. Did you read it? Of course I didn't. But I did. Ah! Well, some really wild stuff. It talked about the affair, right? You think an affair is news to them? She was definitely right about that. I brought lots of other letters, too. You mean you stole them? Now, Luke, we know she's only borrowing them, right? She's gonna give them back. It was to protect you, Luke. That prefect really was scum in the end. He was. Was he up to something? Right about now, Madawas is scouring for this. What is it? You want to know? Well, yeah. Then you need to give me a reward. Shamsia grinned like she knew she had won. Obviously, a reward just meant a tit-fuck. While you were fucking that human, jealousy. I was searching all over for this to help you get ahead. It was really hard. And you, all you did was fuck that human. Oof. Shamsia was trying to act mad. Maybe she was really just jealous. I think so. Oh shit. I'll break stuff if I don't get a titty fuck. I'll burn all these letters. Come on, show me them first. No, titty fuck first. Shamsia wouldn't budge. Okay, then fine, titty fuck me. I'm gonna make you pass out again. Don't underestimate a knight. Under might be good. Oh, wow, is another H scene? Are you serious? Holy shit. Okay, we're gonna read this one pretty fast because I know you guys want to know what those letters say. So, She unsealed, laid herself down on the bed, and I got on top of her almost as if we were getting ready to fuck missionary style. I moved to her chest and buried my dick in her cleavage. Right away, she unsealed, clenched her tits shut, and enveloped my cock. That alone was enough to bring me to the edge. You just thought about coming right now. No, no! Oh, you liar. Bloop. Wah! Good look. Shamsiel laughed deviously. Looking at me from below, Shamsiel was sexy and cute. I felt like I wouldn't get many chances to see her from this angle. Since my first time with her, she was always on top, and moreover, I felt like she was always the one fucking me. Alright, today would be my counteroffensive. With my mind set, I started to thrust my hips, and yet... Oh, God, once again... I was the one moaning. I thought I could have these demon boobs to fuck all I wanted, but every thrust was met with a powerful counter. Oof. With every thrust, pleasure surged back into me, making my dick feel like it's going to explode. Oh, Loot, you're gonna come already? Shamsiel was taunting me as usual. Well, Shamsiel, your tits feel too good? Yeah, that's cheating. Oh, you know you love titty fucks, and you know you want me to win. Shamsiel, your voice is so cute. Gonna come already? Maybe I should use my tongue, too. Thrust your dick harder, I'll lick it more. Yeah, amazing. Every time I thrust your tongue. So who's better at titty fucks now, Roxanne? No, you. This is way better, Shamsiel. I thought you'd say that. Move your hips some more, Loot. Ah, your tits are so good, Shamsiel, and your tongue. I'm a succubus, you know. I'll drive you crazy with pleasure. Don't suck it. Oh, you want to go to heaven? Shamsiel, your tongue, that's cheating. My tongue, you mean this? You know you love it. You can't use your tongue like that, Shamsiel. I was in agony. I was supposed to be the one fucking her tits, but once again, I was the one being assaulted by her tits and her tongue. Oh, what's wrong? Is something gonna come out? You know what it... No resisting. Hurry and come on me. Don't suck it so hard. Even though it feels good, it's useless to resist a succubus when it comes to sex. You know you'll come eventually. Writhe in pain, come for me. Shamsiel, I can't, I'm gonna... Shake your hips, I'll let you come all you want. My hips are... Shamsiel, you did it again. No, you did it to yourself. My hips on their own. Are you gonna come? Well, I'm gonna come, coming! Then come and writhe in burning ecstasy. So good, you're in agony. An overwhelming load of semen came out of it. The gluttonous, beautiful succubus met the lobe with her mouth and took in all of my white sludge. Sludge, huh? Gulp, gulp. Shamsiel, you're sucking so hard. You know you love watching it. You're draining it out of me. Your shaking hips are so cute. I'll suck you off some more. I think I'll have some more. Shamsiel, no, don't drink so much. Form some more, Loot. I'm all dry. You're not off the hook yet. Look, more. Really, there's no more. No, I'm mad at you. You're so cute, Loot. I cried out. Here. Even though I was still mounted on top of her, everything went white. I don't remember when I fell down, but I once again passed out while getting a tit-fuck blowjob from Shamsiel. It's crazy. It's like a fucking double-decker cheeseburger. Loot. Loot, wake up. Loot! Shamsiel was staring at me. Did I... again? Someone's in the prefect's room. Huh? Someone? They're probably looking for this. Shamsiel pulled out the letter. It read, Sir Prefect Urboim, I write to you also in opposition to this atrocious knighted bureaucracy. Now look! This is what I was talking about, guys. My rants aren't just bullshit during these. They're writing in opposition to the knighted bureaucracy. Why? Because they're fucking nobles. They turn their nose up at everybody. And they don't have any discipline. They're fucking scum sneaking around trying to have his wife fucking murdered. Like, these people are fucking scum. Boban, Urboin, all these people are fucking shit. And they're trying to oppose the bureaucracy so that the nobles, shitty fucking people like them, can get the high rank. Like, you don't want shitty fucking people ruling your fucking kingdom. When the time is right, we shall raise our armies and show the king. Oh, they're gonna fucking have all... They were gonna fight the king. They're gonna take their shitty little bone army with his other army and try to fight the king's army, and the king's army is just gonna fucking knock him out. It's gonna be like Sauron in Lord of the Rings, where he just fucking whoom, 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 just all these men just go flying. Or that scene in Gate where they've got fucking machine guns and they kill 140,000 men in 2 days. I was shocked. And the sender of the letter was, this is, get it now? The prefect was, I told you he was a real scoundrel. Yeah, that motherfucker was scum at the bottom of my toes. Fuck that motherfucker. We need to get to this capital at once. What if the one who receives it is in on it? I thought about it. I thought about that for a second. It may end up back in their hands. So then who? Why don't you strike back? Strike back. Right. Want to catch a big fish? A big fish? But first things first, we need to catch a small fish to use as bait. Shamsiel giggled her usual laugh. It seemed that she had a plan. So, you know who's peeking around in the prefect's room right now? Who? It took me a second. No way. Yup. Wanna set a trap? Yeah, let's catch this motherfucker. I crept into the prefect's room. Shamsiel was, of course, with me. Thanks to her powers, I could open the door without a sound. That's cool. Despite it being past midnight, there was a candle burning and a suspicious figure shuffling around the desk. Shamsiel chuckled. It was a sign. I nodded and shouted out loud. What are you looking for?
Hey!
As we thought, the snooper in the prefect's room was Madawas.
Sir Lute,
please don't scare me like that. What do you think you're doing here? Oh, nothing in...
stealing?
Well, I'd never. I just remembered something important.
Looking for something?
Oh, no. Might you be looking for... this? I shoved the letter out in front of Madawas. Madawas was dead silent. Bingo! This was definitely what he was looking for. If Urboin were to die, I would become the new prefect. Then I would find the letter and Madawas would be implicated in this scheme. And I as well. Knowing that, he thought to find the letter and destroy it. This says some really interesting stuff. That's all the prefect was. Madawas tried to fib his way out, but my next words laid the trap the Shamsiel and I had worked out. You're such a sneak. I was here to help you Let's try that again. You're such a sneak. I was here to help you two this whole time. Eh? I laid the seed for the trap, and all Madawas could do was stare agape with an idiotic look on his face. Let me in on this.
You mean, you want to join us?
What other option is there? You think I want to spend my days here in this backwater town waiting to die? Madawas' expression loosened. Ah, so you feel that way as well, Master Lute. The truth is always best kept hidden. Indeed. You should cover up news about the prefect. They find out he's been incapacitated, they may back out. You're right. I'll disguise myself as a prefect, and I'll need you to play along with it, too. Alright, actually, our contact is coming tomorrow. I was very worried. Let's make this happen, Madawas. Aye, the prefect will be dead soon anyway, so I have my faith in you, Master Lute. Let's get filthy rich. Madawas left the room looking relieved. And at that moment, Shamsiel appeared. What a dork. Wow, she's not wrong. I wonder if it'll play out. It's fine, it's fine.
But how am I gonna be the prefect? Just leave that to me. There's nothing a demon can't do. She licked her lips in excitement. I couldn't help but let out a devious chuckle of my own. It was another bright and sunny day in Bone. The morning betrayed nothing of the treasonous undercurrent that the day would hold. For me, it was do or die. Although I was still in shock after reading the prefect's letter, I still secretly hoped in some small way that it was all a lie, considering who it was sent to. I wished just a bit that it was all some strange dream. But that's not life, mate. But it seemed that my fate was changing course. I called over my favorite guards while Matawas was out at the stables, because of course he was. Sir Lute, you have orders? Actually, I have a favor to ask of you guys. A favor? Keep this a secret from Matawas as well. A secret order? I nodded. Actually, the fated evening came. It's actually past the hour, but we're going to continue because things are getting good. Okay, not prefect. Okay, perfect. Shamsiel had a satisfied smile on her face as she finally finished fixing my disguise. This is perfect. Do I look just like him? At least they won't know it's me. Yep, it's perfect. I asked some guards to stay awake, but I wonder if they'll do their part. Of course. While the prefect is gone, you're the head of the castle. Yeah. Be confident. You're a big deal, you know. There was a knock on the door. Matawas?
Hey!
Aye! Come in! Matawas entered the room, his mouth agape. How about it? Is that really you, Master Lute? It's a good disguise, then. Yes, I had no idea it was you. I thought the prefect made a magical recovery. And the prefect? I carried him downstairs. Don't let the madam out of her room. It would be bad if she knew. You needn't worry about that. And the contact? They should be arriving very soon. He must have bought her something to stare at for hours. She's just sitting there. Here, I've put a little trinket on your desk. You just stare at this, and you won't be bored anymore. Oh, really? Great! So she's just going to stare at this for like 3 or 4 hours, just a weird little thing. And then we can do all our shit while she's just in her room, off staring at whatever this fucking thing is. That's what I can assume, because I have no idea what he's got the princess, whatever, Roxanne. I have no idea what in the hell he's got her doing. I left my room. The guards are pretending to be asleep. Looks like they were doing just as I asked. I entered the prefect's quarters. The game was afoot. It looks like everything will go well. It looks like everything will go well. Yeah, hurry and go greet them. Aye, I'm looking forward to this. Matawas, completely oblivious, left the room. It all starts now. My heart's pounding. Today you're going to be an even bigger deal. I wonder. Remember? Right after they bring the letter and stamp it. I know. Once you made your move, I'll go get the we'll try that one again. Once you make your move, I'll get the guards to come in. Alright. A knock sounded on the door just before the evening bell. Madawas had arrived, it seemed. Enter. I tried to make my voice as stern as possible. A strangely dressed man was the first to enter. Ooh, looks like a robot dude or something. You know, he's got that one red eye in the middle. I had seen this man once before. He must have been a messenger. Notice that big A on his shoulder there. That might be important later in the story. The Acolyte of Apocalypse, no. I mean, kinda. You know what he looks like? He looks like those regular enemies from Mega Man Zero. And following him. Right this way. Madawas entered, and right behind him, my classmate from the Knight Academy, Prince Boban. It was a reality I didn't want to accept, but it was what it was. The sender of the letter to Prefect Urboin was Prince Boban. What a filthy room! My apologies. Oh well, is that guy the prefect? I am called Urboin. I bowed my head deeply. Boban looked like he had no idea that it was actually me, his former classmate. Ho ho, what a dumb face! How appropriate for you to be the prefect of a town like this! My apologies once more. How many can you move? He was asking about soldiers. All soldiers in the Bone Region. Well, that should be enough. Madawas looked over at me. Behind him, Shamsia was keeping watch. Of course, the others couldn't see her. If I incite a rebellion, you'll follow along, won't you? Yes, I firmly believe that now is the era of Master Boban. Oh, you think so? Yes. I thought so too. From here on, it's me, me, me! His head was way up his ass. I was smart to choose here, wasn't I? Everyone ignores Bone, but next door is Inland, and they're already rebelling against the knighted bureaucracy. If Bone joins in as well, the capital will really be in trouble, won't they? That is our aim, indeed. My dad is such a jerk. He won't let me be king because he says I'm not fit for it. Doesn't he know I'm the prince? It is absolutely as you say. You, Prince Boban, are the rightful leader and the only one this kingdom can be trusted to. You think so too? Yes. I think so too. I was sick of him from the core of my being. He was just as ridiculous as ever. To tell you the truth, I don't really care one way or the other about the knighted bureaucracy or the noble rule. I'm flexible like that. That's strange. Indifferent was more like it. As long as I get to be king, I'll be able to do whatever I want. I think I'll start a harem first, gather all the big booby girls from all over the kingdom, and squeeze all day long. Well, by all means, please allow me to help you with that. Yes, do so. By the way, you have a dunce here, right? A dunce? Who could you be referring to? Lute Hen, he's an idiot. He was my classmate, but he was the lowest in our class. What an idiot, right? Oh, that dunce, yes. What's he doing? I want to see his dumb face. Oh, I couldn't possibly. It's not fit for an audience with you, Sir Prince. I said I want to see him. Very well. First, if I can please have your seal. Oh, right. I should write my name here, right? Yes, if you would be so kind. Don't stab me in the back. If I start a rebellion and you don't join in, I'll tear you apart. My efforts are with you, Sir Prince. You'll be going places. When I'm king, I'll make you prime minister. Prince Bobon signed the parchment with his usual grin on his face. And then... Hey, you! Stamp it! He instructed the suspicious man. The man stamped the parchment and the plan was complete. This was all the evidence we needed. With his name and stamp, I could now prove that Prince Bobon was planning treason. Now it's your turn. Hurry up and sign it. Yes, but Prince, before that, how about a bit of entertainment? Entertainment? I'll bring Lu Hen for you as asked, instantly. Metalos immediately looked dismayed. He had no idea what I was planning. Instantly? I actually know some basic magic. Oh, I want to see! Metalos was confounded. Prefect? Hurry up and show me. If it sucks, you're out of the plan. I have a feeling you will like it very much. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Or yes, rather. Prefect? Here it is. 3, 2, 1! I gripped my robe near the chest and tore away to the skies. The prince of Metalos froze. The only one unaffected was the assassin. But I knew he was ready with his sword. But... He too froze in place with his hand on his sword. Shamsiel stopped them all with magic. This was our chance. Guards! I shouted out for the guards. And the guards stormed in right away. In an instant, they had Prince Bobon and Metalos surrounded. Oh, it's not... Well, it's Prince Bonbon. Is it Prince Bobon or Prince... No, well, they called it Prince Bonbon, but it's Prince Bobon. And Metalos surrounded. Master Lute, what are... These men have plotted a rebellion against the kingdom, and this is the proof! I raised the parchment that bore Bobon's stamp. These men, along with Prefect Urboin, have been plotting a rebellion, and today they meant to finalize it. They are traitors to the king. Lock them away in the dungeon below. Master Metalos as well? That's right. Metalos is one as well. Yes. Take them away at once. Wait, Lute. Aren't we friends? We were classmates. Even still, treason is treason. You might benefit from helping me, you know. I'll let you have all the girls you want. No, thank you. You betrayed me. Actually, that would be you, Prince Blubber. I'm not Prince Blubber. Oh, I'm sorry, Prince Baboon. I'm not a baboon. I turned to the guards. Take them away. Prince Bobon, Metalos, and the mysterious escort were taken by the guards. After that, it was just me and Shamsiel. They fell for it. They fell for it. Shamsiel seems very pleased. I wonder if that went all right. Lute, you were super cool. You were like a general. No, I tried to sound authoritative. You'll be a general soon, I think. I wonder. You will. My predictions always come true. Shamsiel giggled her usual laugh. You'll be busy from here on out. Send a messenger to the capital. Yeah. I rang the summons bell. Sir Lute, you called? One of the guards I was friendly with was the one who showed up. I need a messenger immediately. To where? I need someone to hurry to the capital. To the capital? I need to relay the events here today directly to the king. I think we can get an audience if it's about rebellion. Understood. We're at your command, Sir Lute. I'll prepare the horse immediately. Thank you. The guards sprinted out of the room. Oh, they really trust you now. I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. It was good that you intend to send it to the king directly. Yeah, I thought about sending it to the prime minister, but something felt weird about it. Suddenly the door opened and Roxanne entered. Oh, Miss Roxanne, I thought you'd been asleep. I can't. I was waiting for you, Sir Lute. Oh, right. I promised I'd go see her. What's all the commotion? Did something happen? Well... When I finished my explanation, Roxanne stood, quite surprised. She knew her husband was up to no good, but she clearly didn't think it was something on this scale. I knew he had some harebrained scheme all along. He must have really wanted to return to the capital. What will happen to him? Death penalty? I think we'll likely need to go to trial in the capital, but taking him in this condition... So are you just going to let it go? His sentence will probably be decided along with Madawas and the penalty for treasonous death, so... You mean I can finally be free of him? Roxanne's expression turned lively. I'm so happy. Now I can be together with you, Sir Lute. Can we sleep in the same bed tonight? Actually, I hesitated. Do you dislike me? No, it's just the soldiers will start rumors. I don't mind. We can't. Your husband is still alive, and if you come running to a young man, you'll be seen as an unfaithful wife. Facts! This man is based, I tell ya. But I... This is for your honor, Roxanne. As a wife, you are faithful until the very end. It should be this way. So you're already sick of my body? No, that's not it. I want you even now, but I can't have you walk a life of shame just for one night of lust. Roxanne was silent. Can I just ask one thing? Of course. Are you sure you don't dislike me? I love you now even more than before, Miss Roxanne. Thank you. Let's get to sleep. Tomorrow is going to be very busy. Right. Roxanne suddenly came close and kissed me. Naturally, I returned it. She slipped her tongue in my mouth. I responded with my own and mingled with hers. Naturally, there was a response throughout my body. Ah, Sir Lute. She looked at me with passionate eyes. If you won't sleep with me tonight, can you just call me Roxanne? Wouldn't that be rude? No, I want you to. Please. Okay, Roxanne. Roxanne squinted in delight. Good night, Roxanne. Good night to you as well, Sir Lute. My love. Roxanne gave me one last kiss and left the room. I can't have you walk a life of shame. I almost tripped. It was the demon. She was, of course, listening. You jealous? No. Yeah, you're jealous. No, I'm the highest achiever, so I don't care. She was most definitely jealous. If you don't kiss me, I'm gonna break stuff. I can't have that. I'll walk a life of shame. I pulled Shemsiel close into me. Okay. Thanks for today. You really saved the day. It's all thanks to me, actually. Yeah, thank you. Are you actually thankful? I am. Then, kiss me. Shemsiel closed her eyes and pursed her lips. I pressed mine to hers. I'm the only one who can call you just Loot, you know? Not anyone else. Shamsiel pressed her body to mine. Her firm breast suddenly gave me an erection. Loot, you're hard. Wanna do it? Shamsiel shook her head. I'll give you a break from titty fucking tonight. Wow, I am shocked. Ladies and gentlemen, I am completely shocked. Huh? Because you're going to be really busy tomorrow. Instead, it's like I was trapped in a vortex. Instead, Shamsiel moved in for another kiss. A good night kiss. Smooch. Night night, Loot. From then on, it was just as Shamsiel predicted. An official from Inland came in haste and I briefed him on the situation. For the following days, he interrogated Prince Boban and Matalos. 1 week later, a messenger from the capital arrived. My god, it takes people a long time to get there. Well, they're going by horse, so, yeah. And once again, Matalos and Prince Boban were interrogated. Again? Prince Boban was, of course, declaring his innocence. This is just a conspiracy. I haven't done anything wrong. I was framed. Matalos and Loot Hen were to blame. But the letters exchanged between the prince and prefect undoubtedly bore Boban's handwriting. Matalos, having a change of face, confessed entirely. Prince Boban turned pale when he heard of that confession. He tried to deny it until the very end, but the official from Inland and the imperial messenger determined that he was guilty. Oh. Come tomorrow, I will escort the defendants back, the messenger proclaimed to me. Prince Boban and Matalos? And the prefect. I think the prefect is entirely incapacitated. How does that work? What do you have to say, prefect? Hello? Yeah? Prefect? I rest my case. He has nothing to say. Absolutely nothing to say, folks. This man is guilty. I am under direct orders for His Majesty to bring back the defendants. The traitors will face the royal court. Please carry out your duties then. Of course, you're coming as well. I'm going to the capital as well? You're the witness. What could we do without your testimony? He was right, but I was a bit concerned. How many days will I be away? How many days? What do you mean by that? Will I be returning to Bone? You know, you're quite the funny guy. And that's supposed to mean? With such an accomplishment as this, we can't just leave you in this backwater town. You'll most certainly be called back to the capital. Ah, you mean I'll be restationed away from Bone? Aren't you the lucky one? That's what? You mean you're not happy? I was content here. That's something for His Majesty to decide. His Majesty has shown interest in you. You won't be returning here, I can say that for sure. Suddenly my vision blacked out. I wouldn't be returning to Bone? I wouldn't be able to see Roxanne anymore? We depart tomorrow. Prepare at once. Please wait. Will I really not be able to return to Bone? That's what His Majesty intends. This is an incredibly rare case. You ought to be thrilled. I was supposed to stay here, to stay with Roxanne. Now I was leaving? To the capital? That's ridiculous. I had finally made it to Liege Lord only a week ago. Well, not even a month had passed since I first came here. And I'd be leaving Shamsiel as well. No, she's following you. What are you doing? Shamsiel appeared randomly again. So you're going to the capital, huh? So you heard. Yup, great job. It's not great. I wanted to stay here. Oh, it is great. You should be in the capital. I would have been fine here. Luke, you're not a small timer like that. But what? It's not like I care about being in the capital, being successful. Luke, listen. Everyone has a capacity. You can't leave it unfulfilled. People with a big capacity need to fill that capacity in their lifetime. She's dropping red pills, folks. My capacity isn't very much, MCL. Luke, your self-esteem is too low. If I say you have a big capacity, then that means you have a big capacity. I was silent. This wasn't just a town to me. This is where I met Shamsiel, and where I met Roxanne. Not just Roxanne, but Shamsiel. Losing them both was too much. Let's go charge the capital. I'll go with you. Huh? You thought I wasn't coming? But to the capital, it's... A demon can go wherever she pleases. Shamsiel gave me a reassuring giggle. I'll always be by your side, Lute. Shamsiel. I felt a warmth from deep within. I thought I would have to leave not only Roxanne, but Shamsiel too. Let's hurry and get ready. I'll help you. Thank you, Shamsiel. I'll have you pay me back when we get to the capital. Shamsiel laughed at me mischievously. Somehow I finished my preparation before bedtime. I told Roxanne everything. I thought she was definitely gonna cry, but she didn't really. She was shocked at first, but then she told me she was happy I was moving up. She even put on her strongest face and helped me pack my equipment. But I knew she was actually very sad. As I sat in the prefect's room, I gazed out at what would be my last look at Bone. I offered this room to the messenger from the capital, but he humbly declined. So to follow suit, I decided to sleep in my own room. The capital has its good people, too. And that capital was awaiting my return. I never thought I'd be going back, actually. I saw the last lamp go out in the town below. The town had gone to sleep. Bone and town was nothing but stagnation and decline. Where I met Shamsiel and Roxanne. Today I was parting with this dull yet lovable scenery. Come in! Surprisingly, it was Roxanne who entered. She had a gentle smile on her face and a cup of coffee in her hand. The man from the capital gave me some. I said I'd like to try it and he offered. What's that cup? One of my few family heirlooms. This is about the only good one. We didn't exactly have money for portraits. Roxanne's laugh was a bit troubled. I tried my best to make it. It's a strange preparation. Did you taste it? Just a little. It's bitter, right? Yes. Her reaction made me laugh. She clearly came because she was concerned about me, even though she was the most affected by all of this. He said if you put in milk, it's more bearable. Really? Oh, should I put in some milk for you? Yeah, thanks. Roxanne put the cup down on the table. But milk, the cows must all be asleep by now. Yes, but I can. Roxanne was suddenly a little embarrassed. If mine is okay, then I can... My heart jumped in my chest. If my breast milk is okay, is what she was saying. It caught me off guard. Roxanne was tempting me. She wanted to savor her last night with me. Is my milk okay? Again, she spoke shyly. Yes. Well then, Roxanne smiled a sexy grin. Sir Lute, you'll need to squeeze. As she was speaking, her boobs were out of her tiny dress and she turned back to me. With her hands on the table for support, she dangled her ripe melons over the coffee cup, beckoning me to hurry and squeeze. I swallowed hard at the dirty invitation. I didn't know if our distance over the past few days had reignited a wildfire in her loins, or it was because this was my last night. But Roxanne was begging for it, and I was gonna give it to her. As I approached her from behind, my idle hands went to work on both of her tits. Man, that's a lot more milk than what you're supposed to put in one small cup of coffee. The second I gripped her swollen breast, milk jetted out all over. Roxanne let out a shrill moan. As always, you have so much milk to give, Miss Roxanne. I don't like the miss. At least on our last night, call me Roxanne. Roxanne? Oh, you. You're so dirty, Roxanne. I'm only like this in front of my lover. Roxanne's words made me even more excited. Hurry, squeeze my tits more. Alright, here I go. Her milk shot out immediately when I dug in with my fingers. You really milk like a cow, don't you, Roxanne? No, I'm not like a cow. Roxanne writhed in pleasure as I teased her. I could already feel my crotch throbbing. Sir Lute, your sword! I can already feel it poking me. That's because someone here has some sexy breasts. Then those breasts need to be punished. Like this? Once again, high-pressure streams of milk sputtered out. Roxanne was fighting to keep herself propped up as her arms shook from the waves of pleasure in her chest. She wanted more. More abuse. You really do have some filthy, sexy tits, Roxanne. Insult them more. Abuse them more. We're gonna insult her breasts now? These are filthy, sexy tits. My hands clamped down like vice grips. Her milk sprayed out and fell into the coffee cup in heavy drops. Her body shook and rocked. Her breasts firmed and swelled under my fingertips. Wow, it's so much milk, the cup is overflowing. Oh, more! Squeeze my breasts more! Squeeze, you mean like this? I widened my hawk-like grip on Roxanne's tits. I could hardly control my hands as they wrenched on her breasts still plump with milk. As her sweet white syrup fontained out, Roxanne arched her naked body in pleasure, showing me her exposed back. Looking over her shoulder, her breasts were like the jewels that enveloped her whole torso. Oh, Sir Lute! Every time I dug my fingers in and squeezed her breasts with my palms, I was met with Roxanne's moans, shakes, and squirts. They were explosive boobs in every regard. This is the last time, that feeling gave me the strength to squeeze with total abandon. Oh, Sir Lute, my breasts are... there. I'm gonna squirt so hard. Truly spectacular. Ugh, more! Squeeze my breasts more! Just as she wanted, I stepped it up a notch. With grief and just taking hold of my hands, I passionately wrung out her milk. Ah, so good, Sir Lute. You really love to have your tits manhandled, Roxanne. It just feels so good when you squeeze. Such a filthy madam. I want to be your madam, Sir Lute. That's what I want your treatment every day, Sir Lute. Huh? I think somebody fucked that up. But that's okay. Really? You are such a dirty madam. I thrust my crotch into her, tempting her while I intensely squeezed her tits. My hands were becoming covered in her warm milk. So much milk is coming out. Let me squeeze you some more then. I turned my fingers to her nipples. I felt Roxanne gasp slightly at the sensation. And the moment I yanked on her puffy nipples. Sir Luke! Roxanne's loud moans were accompanied by milky spurts. My breasts are stretching out. They're going to burst. Her bursting tits swayed as her body writhed in pleasure. She was powerless against my grip. Both tits stretched and came to a point at her nipples. And from those sharp tips, a heavy flow of milk. Perhaps you like it when I yank and pull on your boobs like this. I do. It's so good. It's so good having my breasts pulled tight. You're a dirty, sexy woman. Twist them more, yank on my breasts. Roxanne rocked her tits wildly as she blasted milk all over me. It felt so good that she was getting ready to come. Taking advantage of the moment, I pressed my penis harder into her ass and stretched her tits further. I channeled my lust through her fingers and attacked her nipple and breasts. Salute, my breasts aren't. I'm coming! Really? Roxanne's body shook intensely. Her wave-like spasms were signs of an incoming climax. You can come, Roxanne. I pulled on her tits with an even greater intensity. I pried and pulled on her like a madman. Her heavy round milk duds were now long and tight, pointed to a tip and covered in her own milk. Sir Luke! The coffee mug tumbled over. Roxanne's arms were quivering. Her breasts long and stretched, squeezed out of their milk. She was getting ready to come hard. You're so loud, Roxanne. It's because, Sir Luke, my breasts are... They're what? Because you squeeze so hard. You like it hard, right? I love it. Squeeze more. Coming, Sir Luke. I'm coming. You're so dirty coming just from your tits being squeezed. I whispered into her ear as I focused my strength into each squeeze. Roxanne's exposed body quaked intensely. She was coming wildly, covered in her own milk and with her breasts stretched to a point. She looked beautiful in the throes of orgasm. Milk spewed from her breasts like semen. It was both incredibly lascivious and beautiful. Looking at her like this, I again thought that she would really make for an ideal wife. But the prefect still clung to life. She wasn't yet divorced. I couldn't take her with me to the capital without her being branded an adulteress. Sir Lute! Roxanne breathed deeply. I milked so much. We need to squeeze out some more. Yes, this time you can suck them. Oh, there we go. This might be a long scene. It seemed like Roxanne was ready for another orgasm, so I laid her on the bed. This is the bed that the prefect used to sleep in, but tonight this bed was for us. On top of it, Roxanne's voluptuous, sexy body was laid out for me. I crouched over her. Freshly squeezed, her breasts were wet, still wet with milk. I took them in my hands and brought both nipples to my mouth. My suction brought her nipples to a stand. I caused Roxanne to wail and moan. How can you do both? Roxanne's cries of pleasure overlapped with my lewd sucking noises. Gulp, glug. I fit as much of her nipples in my mouth as I could as I slurped on her milk. Yeah, both of them is... Ah! Your milk is so delicious, Roxanne. Both at the... Gulp, glug.
Both together, it's so good, I'm losing my mind. You really have a lot of milk in there, Roxanne. Gulp. Both of my breasts, you're drinking from both. It's so good, I'm losing my mind. Lose your mind some more. Seeing her in ecstasy excited me and made me want to suck on her tits even more. I was determined to get my fill from her while she was still a married woman. I'm gonna come if you keep sucking on both like that. Don't you wanna come? I wanna come. I wanna come from you sucking. Well then? Drink more milk. Suck on my breasts. Yes. All my breasts are being sucked away. I'll do this a little quickly because I think it's going to get to a full H scene. It's so good. Oh yes, my breasts feel so good. Suck them more. More. I'm coming. I'm coming from my breasts. Okay. Sir Luke, you're so good. I can't. I'm coming. Come, Roxanne. Sir Luke, I'm coming. When you suck my breasts, I'm coming. Shake, quake. Roxanne's whole being shook. Roxanne's whole body being shook and shivered again. With each convulsion, more of her milk funneled into my mouth. She intensely climaxed after having both her sensitive breasts sucked. And I helped myself to all the milk that came out. If you drink more milk, I'll come again. It's so good, it feels so good when you gulp down my milk. Roxanne was still shaking from her orgasm. I indulged in her breast milk as I was wrapping myself around her full, luscious body. Drink more of my milk. Oh, I'll come again. Gulp, gulp. Ah, Sir Luke. Roxanne unconsciously reached out for my crotch. I had been occasionally ramming it against her body every now until now. What? Every day until now. Her hand found my dick. All right, here we go. Please give it to me. She was pleading with me. Where do you want it? Inside of me. Again, I took both her nipples and in one gulp, I made her convulse. Inside? I want it in my pussy. She made a desperate appeal amidst her convulsions from my sucking. What a filthy thing for her to say. The madam I once knew was now begging to take it in her cunt, and the thought of it made me swell with lust. This is the first time I felt as though she had become wholly mine. You're such a lewd, dirty madam. Only when I'm with you, Sir Luke. Well, then I'll make you even dirtier. Okay, now they're gonna fuck. I took my hands off her tits and spread her legs wide open. I could see the flow of her love juices trickling out of her. Her pussy lips were open, glistening and inviting. I love that look on her face. I could see deep into her pink, fleshy crevice. It looked fresh, waiting to be dirtied by my dick. With my heroic sword, I poked and prodded her nether regions. I felt Roxanne react almost immediately. She raised her ass and beckoned me to put it in her, but I prodded her pussy lips slowly. I was gonna make her wait for it. Salute! Roxanne's hips shook impatiently. She must have really been dying for my cock. I couldn't stop myself from grinning as I moved my dick closer, gently parting the lips of her snatch as I pushed in the tip. Roxanne arched her back,